welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Podcast. Today we have Amy Taylor, who decided to come back for some more abuse. I don't know why. Well, she did have some web series. It's her first thing before she did her first film called Jess Archer Versus. Did I miss anything, Amy? You ready to go?
No, I think that's all there is.
Okay, great. So let's start with the title. Who's she fighting?
Jess... anyone. It's actually a, I don't know if you'd call it a spinoff, but my thesis film in film school was called Jess Archer Versus the X, and it has sort of the three main characters from the web series are in that short film. So I wanted to keep the versus thing going because I thought that was pretty neat, but I didn't want to like limit it in case we were, you know, we had multiple seasons. So it was just sort of Jess Archer versus whatever she finds in the world to be unjust. Or, you know, she wants to fix something.
I just want to stay. I think I've been cheated. There's a short film to go with this and I didn't get it.
Uh-oh. There is a short film. yeah, I did it in film school. It was my thesis film. And it's got the same... three main actors, and we filmed actually in some of the same locations, and actually in some of the locations that I wasn't able to get when I was in film school, we got them for the web series, so that was pretty fun. But yeah, there's a short film. It's a fun little Scott Pilgrim-y
sort of thing. Before we go any further, is it online?
It is. It is not on the, perhaps this is a mistake on my part, it's not on the Jess Archer YouTube page. It's on my personal page, or channel, whatever you call your YouTube presence. Yeah, maybe you'd like a link to that.
That would have been helpful for this interview, but we're not going to be doing that film, so you're out of luck. This is all you're getting on Jess Archer.
That's all right.
Okay, when you first introduced Jess Archer, you have zombies in it.
Yes.
And you never go back there.
No. Yeah, Jess Archer sort of lives through pop culture. And so she's sort of imagining things in her head because she doesn't have a whole lot of friends. She has her one best friend, Chase. But they're sort of ensconced in their own little like pop cultural reference world. So she'll imagine zombies. And we didn't get to do as much of the fantasy sequences as I would have liked. But that would have been sort of going forward. She would have had more of those. I don't know if you're familiar with the television show Spaced, Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. I'm going to say like 2000.
I know of the show. I've never seen the show.
Okay. Well, I would recommend it because I think it's so funny and great. And so, but those characters have a very similar way of living through pop culture and sort of they have all these like flashes to what they're imagining. And that was sort of the idea with the zombies. And no, we never did really get to go back to it in this season. In subsequent seasons, we might have been able to, but yeah, we sort of left it there.
So I find it kind of neat you have two teens making out, which always happens in high school. I 100% agree.
Don't they?
They're always, always. I go to any high school, you'll find some teens making out at some point during the day.
I mean, that was my experience. You round a corner. And there they are.
Yep.
You're just like, all right, yep. Well, that's happening.
I agree. Absolutely agree. 100%. Whose school did you shoot at?
We actually shot, I went to film school at Ohio University, and we actually shot there in, I think that's the music department, actually. They have a really great hallway on the top floor that looks like a high school with the lockers and everything. And that was a location that we had wanted to get for the short film, but... I don't know. I think they were having exams or something when we wanted to shoot. So we weren't able to do it, but we shot this in the summer. So they were pretty empty. And we just came up there and made it our home for a couple days and it was great.
Now, do most high schools in the States have a security guard at school, or is that just added just for comedy relief?
Well, a little bit for comedy relief. I mean, I think if you find schools sort of in not great parts of town, that they will have quite heavy security. And I think it's getting to be more that there's, you know, like a security person on duty, unfortunately. But I mean, my high school, I can't say that that's based on my experience because my high school didn't have a security officer. But I really wanted someone for her to butt heads with. That would be just sort of this absurd character that we could have a lot of fun with. An authority figure that we could poke fun at. And I really like the actor who plays him. So
so I have a question. I have quotes like, there's no Bella without Edward. Are you a Twilight fan?
I am the opposite of a Twilight fan. But I thought that a teen girl, it's one of the cheerleaders who says that, I thought that a teen girl would be a fan. Jess Archer is not a fan.
Oh, that's definite. I would definitely not consider Jess Archer a fan.
So, yeah, I have so many problems with the Twilight series. So, yeah, that was not me endorsing it.
No problem. You have no makeup I found on your leads ever. They seem very normal, I guess. I would say plain. Mm-hmm. Was that a plan?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in touch with the teens these days. Like, I don't know how much makeup they're wearing. But, you know, when I was in high school, you know, nobody really wore very much makeup. And, I mean, I think Jess Archer certainly is not a character who would wear a lot of makeup, if at all. And I wanted them to look, you know, like teens as much as possible, even though I have gotten the criticism that the actors, you know, maybe don't look like real teens. They might look a little older.
Isn't that movie magic? I mean, you got to kind of let no teens play a teen.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it doesn't bother me because I'm used to seeing that, you know, older people playing teens. But then I think of like teen shows on the CW and they're so heavily made up that it's like, oh, that doesn't look like any teenager I've ever seen. So yeah, we wanted to keep the makeup, you know, very much to a minimum with, you know, what the actors were comfortable with. Yeah.
So let's start there. Where does Jess Archer's name come from? I figured Archer, the TV show, but I could be just wrong.
I mean, I do like Archer, the TV show, but mostly I wanted just sort of like a strong name, you know, like a warrior name. So Archer, I feel like that's a good, strong name. And I feel like Jess is also just a good, strong name, like one syllable, Jess Archer. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know anyone named Jess that I took it from. It just sounded like a strong name to me. So I went with it.
Fair enough. How did you get your actors? Did you audition, or are these your buddies, or how does that work?
Well, they're all actors from the theater school at Ohio University. So I had worked with the three main leads, obviously, before. And I had, before I cast them in the original short film, I had worked with them, not as a director, but working as part of the crew on other people's films, and they had cast them. So I sort of got to watch them work on other people's stuff. And when I was writing the short film, I actually had them in mind for the parts. And then when we came back to shoot the series, we tapped into the theater school again, and we did have auditions. We were able to go there before we shot and, like, pitch ourselves to the theater school and say, this is what we're looking for, you know, please send us, you know, we'll send you a little scene to do, and so please send us a videotape. And so we were able to cast that way.
So I guess my next question is there any funding involved in this, or this is just shot on shoestring?
We did do a Kickstarter.
Okay.
But you know, everybody worked for free on this one. The film school, you know, again, lent us equipment and crew. And of course the actors all worked for free. So we were able to make our Kickstarter money go quite far, since we weren't paying anyone. So we were able to shoot for 7 days. And you know, we work pretty fast, but there are, as opposed to the film that I shot, which is mockumentary style, you know, this has some very deliberate, looks and camera moves, production design, that we were able to do.
So you didn't have to feed them then, right? They just went to the cafeteria?
Oh, no, we fed them. Okay. Yeah, because it was the summer, so they were technically in school, you know, in classes. You know, I don't know what the cafeteria, those were even open. We fed them, and we still had a lot of connections, because we shot this, I want to say like 2 or 3 years after I graduated, so I still had a lot of connections to the town and the school, and my producer, he basically knows everybody in town. So he was able to, you know, go around and sort of get us some deals, from the local, you know, bagel shop and Chipotle and, you know, the local pizza place and all these places so that we could feed what was actually probably too large of a cast and crew for our budget. We were able to feed them, you know, for a pretty reasonable amount.
That's good. That's good. Now, I find with episode 2 that your comeback starts showing up. Like, Jess Archer's really getting a good flow. Episode 1's a little mixed, I would say. Mm-hmm. But 2, I like the banter starting a lot. I really quite enjoyed the banter in 2.
Oh, thanks.
Did you feel you're getting your stride on episode 2 over episode 1? Like, I feel you're more comfortable with the script.
Yeah, I would say I do wish that episode 1 came together a little bit better than it does. I think we are in the bathroom. There's a scene in the bathroom, or there's several scenes in the bathroom. And I think we hadn't quite figured out the space. So I feel like some of the camera shots are a little bit awkward, which makes it then hard to get that banter flowing. So I think episode 2, it does start to gel together a little bit more. And we get a little bit more fluid and less awkward with the camera, and are able to sort of get the vibe that we were looking for.
So I have to ask, why the bathroom? You spend a lot of time in there.
We do. I mean, in high school, I feel like, where can you find a spot?
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, it's like behind the bleachers, maybe, and then in the bathroom, like if you want to have a private conversation. that's why the bathroom. And also it's a little bit of a nod to Veronica Mars, which was a big influence on this. Like Veronica Mars sort of has her office in the bathroom. And so that was a little bit of, a nod to that.
Is this when I only tell you I've only watched like 3 episodes of Veronica Mars?
Oh, no.
I've seen
it's
the
a
first.
Great show.
I started it and then I sort of got lost and just never went back. Sorry.
That's all right.
Are you a comic book fan?
I am. I mean, not of. I wouldn't say I've read like a ton, but, you know, the specific things that I like, I really like. You know, Neil Gaiman, Sandman. You know, I read a lot of Batman growing up, Wonder Woman.
So let's sidetrack just a couple of seconds. What did you think of the Wonder Woman movie?
I like it generally. I think the casting is really great. I mean, I think she's a great Wonder Woman. And, you know, I mean, I think it's a very fun movie. I think it's probably one of, if you were going to rank, you know, all the comic book movies, it would definitely be like in the upper third for me. And I mean, even though I do have some problems with it, I did find myself very moved unexpectedly, just sort of seeing, like in the beginning with the Amazons, like all these women warriors on screen, and it was normal, and I wasn't expecting to be quite so moved by that, but I was.
Okay, back to your film. The line that the cheerleader states, only the head cheerleader is allowed to let her hair down, is stated in episode 2. Is that something you heard from high school, or is this something you presume?
It's sort of inspired by Mean Girls, because I have all those rules of, like, on whatever day it is, we wear pink. You know, we can't wear sweatpants or whatever. And so I thought, you know, she's the head cheerleader, so she's making the rules. So she's the only one who gets to do certain things, and that's how she delineates her status in the hierarchy. So, yeah, Mean Girls.
I haven't seen Mean Girls since it came out. So, I'm old, what can I say? Okay, and other episodes you represent High Noon. Have you seen High Noon?
Yes.
Fair enough. And are chili dogs that bad to eat?
Well, the ones at this cafeteria are.
So personally,
I don't know in general.
Well, that's what I want to know, because I'm asking, because I'm just pulling stuff out of you. So I'm just going here. So do you find you got a better flow as the episodes went on? You have good banter in all of them. You're starting to move your script by the third episode. Are you getting more comfortable as a director at this point?
I mean, it's hard to say because we did shoot out of order. So some of the stuff, you know, is like stuff from the first episode we shot. Well, I'm trying to think stuff in the first episode. We probably didn't shoot that much later because it is a lot in the bathroom, which we did shoot fairly early on. So I feel like when we get in the bathroom scenes, they are sort of awkward, just because I'm not sure we ever really figured out the space. So I think if you watch, when you watch the whole series, you can see in the bathroom scenes, we're not as comfortable. But I think generally as we went on, I mean, certainly we got more comfortable and the actors got more comfortable. That first day, you know, people were very nervous. Some of the actors, you know, they're theater actors at theater school and they hadn't done stuff on camera. So it took them a little while to, you know, figure that out. And, you know, there's sort of, I'm not an actor, but, you know, the different things that you have to think about, you know, like lighting and hitting your mark and just like, where's the camera? Okay, the camera's going to do this move, so I have to be here at this time. That I don't think they, you know, really had that much experience with. So I think, yeah, I think as we go on, we certainly get more of a flow. And I think, I mean, my favorite episode is probably 6. The one with the Godfather homage in it. I think that's 6.
Yeah. I have a note on that. You want to jump to the Karate Kid montage?
Sure.
I can jump my notes. Yeah, I have a note. I love the Karate Kid montage.
Oh, great.
So it's in my notes. So let's discuss the Karate Kid montage. We can go there. So again, how big a fan of the Karate Kid you are? Because you definitely have seen it.
Well, I've seen the montage for sure.
Well, that's a YouTube kid, but have you watched the films?
I have seen it, but once. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the Karate Kid.
Oh, disappointing.
uh-oh, I'll be in trouble. But I'm a fan of sort of those 80s movies. Like, there's also, within that montage, there's a Breakfast Club little dance when they're up on that brick wall.
Yes.
And then there's the Karate Kid. Oh, and then there's a Rocky running up the steps. Just trying to pluck out all the classic montage elements.
I guess the question, your classic montage, did you watch the films or is this just YouTube highlights?
Well, I've seen Rocky. No, I've seen all of the films at least once. Yeah. And I mean, Breakfast Club is probably my favorite out of those. So I've seen that a bunch of times. But yeah, I mean, I've seen them.
I have to call
Maybe
you out.
For
you know
a few
that.
Years.
You can't send me these things and not expect me to call you out. I think you knew that was coming. Cheerleaders can't smoke. Again, is this something you've made up or something you know?
I mean, it's something I've made up. I would assume it's not good to smoke if you're a cheerleader because that's a very athletic, competition-based sport. You know, you don't want to be hacking up a lung when you're tossing someone in the air.
I guess not. I don't know.
It makes sense to me, but I don't really know. I mean, it's not based on my experience personally.
Okay. Now let's go to something about your costume design, because I think this is very important for your short. I think you've definitely focused on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a need to see t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I thought was hysterical. And it was constant. I love the shirts. They're constant.
Wonderful.
So I want to go into the costuming because I don't really focus on that normally, but I do on this one. Who dressed these people? Or did they bring their own clothes?
We did design the t-shirts especially because we were worried about like, oh, if she's wearing like a Batman t-shirt, like, are we going to have problems with, you know, copyright or
yes,
something?
Yes, she I would.
Mean, yeah. So we wanted to design our own things. And I had this great person who, you know, sort of took, I gave her general ideas. Like, I want a B movie poster. And that's the first t-shirt she's wearing in the first episode. And then I want like a Game of Thrones sort of house sigil. I think she's wearing that in episode 6. It says House Archer.
Yes.
It's got like an archer on it. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the other ones.
Oh, come on. I have my favorite one written down.
Your favorite one? Let's see if I can
trust me, I'm a ninja.
Oh, that is actually one we didn't design.
It broke me up laughing.
That's funny. That was actually one that the actress had herself.
Fantastic. Absolutely laughed so hard when that showed up. So since you make some more references, I have other notes. I keep pulling them out here. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
So let's go back to – so I want to discuss. We've discussed Archer. We've discussed her buddy kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to the security guard because without him, I think you don't have enough comedy relief. Would you say that? That's what his job is there for?
Yeah, for sure.
And he seems to have a lot of time on his hands. He seems to be popping up a lot.
He is he's obsessed with – trying to like catch these kids doing something wrong.
Yes,
so he's always lurking around. And I would say at this high school, there's not a lot of problems really. He doesn't really have much of a job. Like he's there, he's probably someone's cousin and they're like, can we just give him a job at the school? You know, he's got to do something with his time. He thinks he's a great detective. Let's let him do this. So he's lurking around and he's targeted Jess Archer as a troublemaker. He's just trying to catch her doing something wrong.
And constantly. I like his office. I thought that was a very good touch.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that cracks me up.
And I wish the cleaner had a little bit more roles. I don't think he really needs it. I think he's just there for his quick one lines and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish we had more of the cleaner. Pardon?
He's a fun character. I had a thought. I was like, I wish we could do a spinoff where it was like the adventures of the cleaner and Officer Turner.
Oh, 100%.
They're just like trying to like ghost hunt in the bathroom or something. I don't know. But their dynamic I really liked.
So let's get into it. How did you do your cosplay? Or is that just something that appeals to you? Or do you cosplay?
I don't. I'm just not talented enough to make costumes myself. But I find it very fascinating. And I love to just like scroll through, you know, whatever convention is happening and they have all the pictures and like the costume contest. And to see like what people come up with and how they do it, you know, with like, I went to Walmart and I bought like a Tupperware and some string and I made this amazing costume. So I wanted that to be sort of Jess Archer's, you know, like her passion with her friend, like they go and dress up in not couples costumes, but, you know, they have themed costumes together.
Well, I think Jess Archer would definitely cosplay. I had no issues with that at all. I thought she was totally into it. Yeah. Why is there a second series season of Jess Archer?
Well, I mean, I would love to do one. I think now, at least, the actors have probably truly aged out of it. So we'd have to recast if we were going to do more, which I'm not particularly keen on doing. But yeah, I don't know. I think when it came out, I don't know, it was sort of on the tail end of YouTube web series sort of being a thing that's monetarily feasible. And so it probably was just not quite on the cusp of being, you know, like they were snapping up things right and left. And then all of a sudden it sort of, I guess the bubble broke. So I think we didn't quite catch it at the right time. And the idea of doing another Kickstarter for that, you know, I mean, you can only do so many Kickstarters cause it's mostly your friends and family. And it's like, you know, I don't feel right sort of tapping that resource again, you know, cause they were so generous with their money and their time, initially. Yeah.
So could you see a Jess Archer feature film then? Cause I think there's definitely could be one.
Well, I mean, I had so many ideas for that character that I would be into that. Again, then the question would be like recast or do I set it, you know, later so that she is grown?
Well,
I don't know. That'd be something to think about, but yeah, I love working with those characters. And I feel like I really have a world that I know with them. So who knows?
Maybe you could do Death Such your comic book. That would work for you, wouldn't it?
That would work. That would be great.
Because I think the characters would work in that situation, no problem. I think you definitely could even do an online comic.
Yeah.
And you could be put an episode for a week. I'm just thinking of this. It definitely would be able to do a webcast series, no problem for this.
Yeah.
And that would cut down your cost. You just got to find an artist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now that's something to think about.
I'm just throwing that out there after watching this. I'm just like, it could work.
Yeah.
So I think I've asked you everything I have, unless I missed something. I think I was pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Would you like your fun questions?
Yes.
You can pass.
Let's see. How fun are they?
I don't know. You could pass. I'll give you that option, too.
No. I'll answer.
Okay. Favorite zombie film?
Oh, okay. 28 Days Later.
Fair enough. So nothing earlier?
I mean, no. I mean, I like them. They're fine, but I love 28 Days Later.
That's fine. Favorite school class? I mean, school class.
Oh. I mean, I did Latin in high school. Like a real nerd, but I loved it, so Latin.
Yuck. I did not enjoy Latin. And this one's really easy for you. Your favorite after-school snack?
Ooh. After-school snack.
Because you know you ate one.
I'm trying to think, what did I eat? I mean, just like some cheese and crackers.
Fair enough.
Delicious.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you for your time, Amy, as always.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And where can they find your thing? On YouTube is where I found it. Is that the best place to go? Oh, and don't forget to tell them where to find the short that you didn't tell me.
Okay. Yeah, YouTube is the best place to find it. Trying to think. I mean, yeah, YouTube for sure. Jess Archer Versus, just search for that. And then the short film, I should probably... What am I called on YouTube? I think it's the same as my Twitter handle, which is Walking Candy Apple. But if you just search Jess Archer Versus the X, that's probably the easiest way to find it.
And what do we have next from you? We had Hunter's Weekend, which is available on video and on demand, I think.
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
It is currently, it's actually going to show at the screen series at the Days of the Dead Chicago horror convention. So that's pretty cool. So it's going to show there this month. And then we're still sort of waiting to hear back from festivals, and then we'll see about making it available online and stuff.
Perfect. Anything else coming out after that, or you haven't got there yet? Still writing?
Still writing, developing a script that was on the blood list last year, not this year. And I'm doing some rewrites with the producer, hopefully to sort of get to the phase of like looking for money by early next year.
Great. Thank you as always. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Good. Bye. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.